about Jesus. There is something about the Father. There is something about the Holy Spirit that loves to do the impossible. Because I see Paul on that road to Damascus. Wanted to kill Christians. The most unqualified person to do the job. God qualified to do the job. So I can't stand here today and think I'm unqualifiable, because Jesus says I'm qualifiable. For some whatever reason that I can't even fathom or understand, He loves me so much. He loves you so much that He wants to qualify you to do something in the kingdom, to do something for Him, to bring Him glory and honor. Do we believe that He is a God of the impossible? Do we believe? Do we believe? He is a God of faithfulness. Do we believe in the midst of the storm? Are we shouting it to our neighbor? God is good, brother. Yes, He is. He will never let me down. I don't care if my wife's in the hospital. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care if it's infected, because He gave me an answer. He gave me faith. He gave me hope. He gave me life. He didn't bring me through everything He's brought me through to let me down today. So I scream, no more, Satan. No more. We will not have it in this house. We will not have it in our county. We will not have it in our town. Get out. You're not welcome here in the name of Jesus. Come on, take the T.D. Jakes anointing today. I don't know where it came from, but here it is. In the midst of all of this, in the midst of the battle, I don't care. Because my God loves me. And He promised me things that haven't been fulfilled. And I'll tell you this today. Even if I would lose my wife, you'll hear me here saying the same thing. That's the place we all need to get to. And that's what we need to take out there. Come out of her. Come out of her. It's fine that we get our goodies here. It's fine that we get filled. But it's out there that we get the real stuff.